With Trailer Talk's Frack Talk Marcellus Shale Water Project, we're exploring the impact of natural gas drilling and fracking on our water resources and the issues being debated in our neighborhoods throughout the United States and globally. We're facing a complete shift in the shale regions as the largest ever concentration of gas lies beneath our feet. Who are we and what decisions will we make? Welcome, Ramsey Adams, Catskill Mountain Keeper, John G. Adams.
Sabrina Artell, Trailer Talk, glad to be here.
Great to have you joining me for Trailer Talk. So we're here at the Rooftop Films screening of Gasland, the movie. We're at the Calicoon Youth Center in Calicoon, New York. So where would you say we're at right now with what's happening with gas drilling in New York State and with your organization, Catskill Mountain Keeper? What is on your plate right now?
Well, I would say that, you know, it's a perfect night. It's Labor Day weekend. It's the beginning of the election cycle, and we're literally at the crossroads in New York. The Senate has already, as you know, passed the moratorium bill, and we assumed the Assembly was next up. And now there's, you know, it's now an election issue, and we're getting some indications that the Assembly push is going to be harder than we thought. The EPA hearings happen on the 13th and the 15th in Binghamton of this month, so in less than 2 weeks away. And that's our opportunity to get the EPA to do a comprehensive study that really does look at the impact. So it's, you know, as an organization, we're spending a lot of time making sure that our constituents are going to be in Binghamton testifying. We've got a continued sequence of environmental disasters around fracking happening every day. You can't read the newspaper across the Marcellus and not see that there's a real problem. The technology is not safe. You know, you've got a whole cast of characters doing this, and some are rogue operators. And the argument by the industry tends to be that, you know, oh, if there's a problem, it was because somebody made a mistake. But what we're seeing is that the fracturing itself is allowing for contamination. They did a study in the methane that just came out. The methane, they studied the chemical makeup of the methane, and the methane was from a mile and a half down, and it was coming up through fractures. And that's what we've always been the most fearful of, is that you can sort of tap this normally occurring radioactive material, methane and other stuff, and also obviously the chemicals that they're putting in, and it will migrate up through either natural fractures or old wells or who knows what. Mountain Keeper and Catskill Citizens, who are hosting this event tonight, you know, the Damascus Citizens, and the groups all across the state have generally had one unifying message, which is we need to get the facts. We're not going to believe the industry. We're not going to believe the DEC. We want the facts, and we need the time and the studies to do the facts. And we're starting to say and realize that not only do we need the facts about the environmental impacts of fracking, we need the facts about natural gas as a bridge fuel in the global warming fight, because the largest campaign ever in the history of energy has been the Clean Natural Gas campaign. Right. And they have basically said that, you know, it's the clean alternative and that natural gas will replace coal. What we're really starting to ask is, it's a bridge fuel to where?
Right.
How long and how wide is the bridge? And if we build the infrastructure for natural gas, how are we ever going to get off it? We've never gotten off any other fossil fuel we've been addicted to. So maybe the real question is building the infrastructure for natural gas the final nail in our climate coffin? And that's actually a pretty radical question to ask, because the truth is that if we build the infrastructure for natural gas and we exploit the resource, we're looking at 30, 40, 50 years down the road of fossil fuel as our main source of energy, and that won't cut it in the climate fight. So this is our opportunity to invest in renewables and not in natural gas. So those are the tough questions that Mountain Keeper and our constituents are starting to ask. Where's the science?
From the kitchen table, out on the road, I'm Sabrina Artell. Trailer Talk gratefully acknowledges the Park Foundation, the New York State Council on the Arts, and the Puffin Foundation for their generous support of our work. Special thanks to the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance in Narrowsburg, New York. We couldn't do this without you, and it's contributions from people like you that make this project possible. Please go to the Frack Talk section at www.trailertalk.net and talk to us.